The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know when you just have the feeling that it's going to be a good day? That's how I feel today. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. But I closed out April in a very embarrassing way. Guys, I've been very healthy. I've been eating healthier. Mm-hmm. And I went to the gym. I got some nice post food, like teriyaki chicken.
Oh,
and
nice,
it came
nice.
With some good cabbage and broccoli, which I also ate most of the broccoli and most of the cabbage. Oh. And so nevertheless, though, I'm enjoying this nice little barbecue chicken, teriyaki chicken plate I have. Go out to some comedy shows in the evening and rendezvous with a lady back at my place.
Ooh, pajama party.
Blow pajama party, and I open the door to only be hit in the face with a smell of leftover cabbage.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Dude.
That was a real turn on for her, wasn't it?
Oh my God. You should see her face and the way she like stepped completely like two steps back and be like, oh, what was that? And I had at that point, I don't know if this might have been the more embarrassing thing, is I acted like there was nothing, like there was no smell.
Anthony, You should have said.
Right away, if you can smell it like that, she can smell it.
Yeah, yeah, you should have said something. Why don't you say something?
You should have said, I didn't toot, and my apartment doesn't normally smell like this.
I thought, like, it was too much to explain. The moment I opened it up, I knew, I was like, ugh, that damn cabbage.
You know, speaking of which, when you release gas with the cabbage, it stinks too. Like, it's not a good smelling vegetable, but it's really good for you.
We actually had a rude awakening this morning. Dana woke me up to the fact
that
last night, you know, we have a sick cat and he's starting to eat more. So last night I left out some tuna for him and I a good amount of it. And Dana woke up this morning and she says, what the hell did you do?
I opened our bedroom door because it's cat-free zone. I walked out there and it was stinky. It smelled like
even tuna. It's this stuff they call smooth fish.
It's just a fish cat food.
What is that?
I was like, is this the club at 2:30 in the morning? What is happening? Or the bathroom? Like, why does it smell like this?
You know what that just gave me flashbacks to, Dana? Remember when Automatic used to eat that canned vending machine meat?
Anthony, what? It was like that times 20.
It was so good. I missed that.
Otto would eat.
It was canned tuna
from the vending machine.
And it was delicious. No. I know you guys hated the smell of it, but I love the taste of
it. I'm getting sick. I'm getting fizzy. My mouth is, you know when you want to throw up? My mouth is watering. Anthony, the whole house smelled like
when
that.
When you said it, I immediately had a craving for it.
The sink was full of it. I walk into the room where we have the cat. It smelled, I'm like, what is, I had to clean. I said, we're going to be late because I have to clean. I cannot have a stinky house. So here's the question, Anthony. Did she spend the night?
There was nothing that some coffee beans and Febreze couldn't handle.
Woo, there you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Gas prices go up every summer. We all know this. We're getting ready for vacay. Okay, I need some vacaciones. I told Otto last night I'm ready to go. How much more are we going to have to pay this summer? Because we know everything's going on. Gas is already through the roof. CBS News found, according to AAA, travel costs are up 20% more this summer than last summer.
Dang.
So you're talking about, if you're talking about gas, that's one thing. If you're going to fly, that's $60 per person per ticket.
That gets expensive if you're flying the whole family.
Well, if you
or even as yourself, it's $120.
$120 more because you have to come back. You can't just go and not do a round trip. Southwest CEO did say, we are doing our best to keep our prices low. We are only raising them as jet fuel prices go up.
I actually believe that.
So, why is that, Otto?
Yesterday when I was flying back, I flew standby for the first time. I've never flown standby before. Yeah. I have a friend who works for the airline and she got me a ticket because we lost and I wanted to come home. And I was looking at the ticket prices, and usually to buy a ticket same day on Southwest is going to be
$400 or $500.
At least $500. Yeah. And it was $2.15, which is not, it's not cheap, but for a one way on same day, that's pretty good. That's pretty good pricing.
So maybe he's right. And I think they don't want to end up like Spirit Airlines, who right now is about to have to file. I think the government is trying to step in to help them.
they want to buy them and they're going to take over like 90% of the company.
I don't know.
I don't know what the government knows about running an airline.
Vacation, though, is fun, right? It's supposed to be. But if you're stressed about money, that's tough.
Oh, dude. And then, have you ever went broke on vacation? That's the worst.
Every time.
I ran out of money in Spain. Like, literally had no money.
Why, Otto?
Because I spent it all. I only had to take.
You didn't budget?
I thought I had budgeted, but the last.
Man, I don't even know why I'm asking
days.
You. I'm married to you. You don't know how to budget nothing.
Dude, I'll never forget the summer of 2017, and I was with my friend Rondon, and we went to go visit the nighttime ballerinas.
Oh, and, gosh, Anthony. Dude, oh, gosh.
Bro, I will tell you guys, I did not have the budget to be in there for 4 hours.
Not in this town.
Jeez, four hours.
My friends, they sell cars at Cadillac, so they have a good amount of money. Not your boy here, right? I mean, I work in radio. Yeah. I'm not keeping up with Cadillac salesmen, okay? I blew my budget in 7 minutes.
That's not a family vacation. I was trying to talk about family vacations here.
My friends funded a family is what they did.
Obviously. Paid for everybody's children.
Paid for somebody's college.
I never took those kind of trips because I'm an only child. When I was little, if I would go somewhere, I would fly with my Nana because my Uncle Tom was a pilot, so we would fly standby, Otto, but for free, and we would fly to go see my cousin Shannon, and that was always something I looked forward to.
We would drive back and forth between New Mexico and Minnesota every summer. So,
Otto, that's a long drive.
Yeah. So my mom would usually, or my dad would drive us up there, and then they would leave us there for a couple weeks, and then one of them would fly up there and rent a car and then drive us all back.
They would just drop y'all off, huh?
And so one time we were on our way up there, and my dad had all the luggage strapped to the top of the, it was like a minivan.
Oh no.
And we lost all of it. I think we lost it all in like Wyoming.
No.
Because we had gone the long way to go see like the scenic route. And then so we've been driving forever. My dad's freaking out. And we get to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and there is no hotel rooms there.
No.
And my dad's like,
was his money in the luggage or what?
Everything was in the luggage.
Oh my
we
gosh,
had no clothes.
Otto.
We had
oh
nothing.
Oh my gosh.
And so we get to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and my dad finds a hotel. And it's this old, like, hotel in the middle. It's downtown.
It's a motel.
No, it's a hotel. It's like a very old hotel. And the only room they have is the penthouse. And this penthouse was all, like, red velvet. Like, I don't know what it was, but it was not nice.
But
I'll
bet you kids loved it.
Oh, I loved it. We were running around, had a living room. I was like, I thought we were the best. It was the best thing ever. I didn't have any clothes or a toothbrush, but I
But you got the penthouse and the red velvet hotel.
So
I can imagine that they rented those rooms by the hour. Anyway, all right.
Hello.
Dana, the bed shook.
What do you mean the bed shook?
It shook. Like, you put a quarter in the side, and then the bed just started shaking.
I don't know what that means, but I'm assuming, like I said, that room could be rented by the hour.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Our spiritual forecast for the week, we're getting it right now, is a collective Sirmati. Welcome. Woo-woo. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody?
I'm doing well. Now, before the spiritual forecast, someone listening needs this message. What is it that they need to hear?
So the message is coming through is that of stalling and delaying progress in your own life. I feel like you've been ruminating a lot. So whoever this message is for has really been ruminating a lot on like what their next step should be, what they want to do. And Spirit is really saying, you know the answers. You've been knowing the answers for quite a while. You just haven't taken the steps and you're being called forward to just get into that action mode and start seeing results in real life. You can't live your fantasies out in your mind and then be upset that nothing happens in your real, tangible life if you're not taking those steps to begin with. And so Spirit is saying the energy right now is very prime for you to take those steps and actually see results. You're going to start getting out of your own way. Make that choice. Like, I'm finally going to start doing this. I'm not going to just keep thinking about it and thinking about it. I'm going to just go after it. And then when you see yourself maybe 6 months down the line, you'll look back and you'll thank yourself for taking that action.
Isn't it scary how sometimes you know what to do, but you're frightened to make the move? Like, just do it.
Yes.
Just do it. Now, Madi, I'm scared to ask about our spiritual forecast for the week, but I'm hoping things are looking up.
Yes. Yeah, so we just had the full moon last Friday. And the energy is going to last for the 28-day cycle, which is always the case with every new moon and full moon, right?
Uh-huh.
So this week, we really have this energy of healing, a lot of communication. I feel like there's a lot of noise, like you mentioned. Like, I know you're scared. I think we're all scared, like, what's going to happen this week? There's a lot of noise in the collective, whether that's crazy news events in your own life, like unexpected things happening. But this week, we're really being called to sit with those thoughts and figure out what's worth our attention. And whatever's not worth your attention, you just kind of have to make that choice also to just let it go. I'm feeling a lot of stagnation, to be honest with you. There's a lot of noise, but also, have you ever turned on like those old school TVs? You would turn it in between the channels, like you would go from one channel, then the next one would be like static.
Yes, that white thing, channel, right? Like, shh, just yes.
Yes. There is always one of those in between each like channel, right? Like the actual programming. We're in that in-between static phase where there's a lot of noise, and a lot of that is kind of like confusing us in a way. But we're actually on our way to turning the channel again and to actually get to that clear picture. But I feel like the collective is going to, towards the end of the month, will be a lot more clear.
Oh, God, we need that. We really do need that. Follow Sirmati on Instagram at illasdivinity. And if you would like a free psychic reading, you can call us 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I didn't realize that the conversation we had during the Down in the DM way earlier was going to have this much impact. I am still getting direct messages on my Instagram about this. So the guy who contacted us, Matt, forgot his AirPods in his girlfriend's car, but he didn't know that, right? So he's tracking them. He's not really trying to look for her or anything, and realizes she wasn't where she was supposed to be, but it's because she got sick. It had nothing. It did not go down in the DM. Take a listen.
I told you I was sick. I didn't want to hang out later. I had to go.
I want to tell me that.
Bro, it was bad, and I needed to go to my mom's house. It was embarrassing.
She didn't want to go to the bathroom at his place. So this concerned a lot of couples listening because Otto and I are super comfortable in front of each other.
I said, is it really love if you can't go in front of each other?
Otto, you got people upset.
Me being one of them. You could love people and keep the door shut. Okay, dude? Preserve the brand a little bit.
But do you really know them?
Yes, dude. I don't need a behind the scenes of every aspect of my partner's life.
Lee, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Thank you so much for holding. Are you that open with your husband?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry to say, but you know what? Some people need their privacy. I think that one is a little much. You know, you need your privacy.
You need a little mystery.
I can never go in front of him. Now, if I was sick and ill and had, you know, like I was nauseous or whatever and I needed help, then that I cannot control. But as far as if I'm fine and normal and not drunk, then yes, I think I need my privacy.
Does he go in front of you?
No, he does not. He locks the door.
Oh, my gosh.
I just think that people need their privacy, and this is the one thing that you should give them.
But, Lee, what do you do when you need TP?
You just have to wait.
You have to get up and do the scooch. You got to scooch across the bathroom. Oh, the waddle, the waddle.
One of my favorite things to do is get Dana toilet paper because I throw it to her like she's my receiver.
He does. He's like, catch it.
But you know what? If y'all are comfortable, you know, with that, then, hey, hands up, you know? Then that's good for y'all.
Gosh, Lee.
Hilarious. What a topic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Gosh, The Devil Wears Prada 2 is finally in theaters all over. It was released last Friday, and I cannot wait.
Dana's so excited.
Oh, of course, there's been premieres, and there's been this, and there's been showcases, and there's been teases, and blah, blah. But now
we can all go see it.
Breaking news, Cerulean Blue has made its way to M&M Candies. What in the world?
I mean, everybody's getting behind this. M&M's actually it's a limited edition, but it's going to be all Cerulean M&M's.
A bag of blue M&M's. Actually, they're not just blue. They're not lapis. Do you remember this part of Devil Wears Prada?
But what you don't know is that sweater is not just blue. It's not turquoise. It's not lapis. It's actually cerulean. And you're also blithely unaware of the fact that in 2002, Oscar de la Renta did a collection of cerulean gowns. And then I think it was Yves Saint Laurent, wasn't it, who showed cerulean military jackets? baskets. And then cerulean quickly showed up in the collections of 8 different designers. And then it filtered down through the department stores and then trickled on down into some tragic casual corner where you no doubt fished it out of some clearance bin. However, that blue represents millions of dollars and countless jobs. And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when in fact you're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room.
I love that movie. I can quote almost every scene.
Meryl Streep is amazing, though.
I just saw that she did an interview with Jenna Bush, daughter of former President George W. Bush, and Meryl Streep said, when I got the script, the original, the OG, I thought, they need me. And she said, I need double the salary or I'm not doing it. And the directors, writers, production team said, yes.
Without hesitation?
Without hesitation.
She didn't ask for enough then.
I know. That's what I thought. I thought, oh my gosh. It's just one of those phenomenons that captured the entire world. It's a dream, right? Everybody looks at New York and it's like this young girl goes and she gets the job of her dreams. Everybody would kill for this job.
I don't know if everybody, but maybe you.
Every girl would kill for this job, Otto. Every girl. And then at the end, there was this disappointment because Andy quit because of a man. And so we finally get some redemption. What's going to happen? Critics are praising this movie like I've never seen a sequel.
Time magazine said it's better than the first one.
It's no Toy Story 2 or Shrek 2.
It's definitely no Star Wars.
It is up there. It has like a lot of comedic appeal to it. I love it. There's also going to be a comedian in there by the name of Caleb Herron. And I guess he plays one of like the office people or something like that. I'm prepared for him to like, I think this is really going to catapult him into the next level of fame. I'm super excited
to see
him
perform. Said The Office. Do you remember when Michael Scott was in love with The Devil Wears Prada?
Michael just rented The Devil Wears Prada. He has his Netflix sent here to the office and he watches them in pieces when things are slow.
Steak! Where's my steak?
He's a big Meryl Streep fan, so I shouldn't be surprised that he's identified with her character.
Oh my gosh.
Get me Armani.
A suit?
On the phone.
Like,
you're not going to Paris.
I love that. Well, hopefully we'll get a date night very soon, Otto. You'll take me and then I'll come back here and I will give my critique of The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Maybe we can do a Sunday matinee.
Oh, that'd be nice. Oh, you're trying to save some money. I'm down. I'm down. Have you seen The Devil Wears Prada 2? Please call me and tell me what you think about it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of the biggest franchises in the USA is bringing back something that we all loved. Otto's got deets and food news. Hottest hashtags here inside The Dana Cortez Show. We are in the Cole studio. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
All right, so the longest government shutdown in U.S. history is finally over, ended last week, but I'm here to tell you, fill your tank up. Don't wait, because nowhere, no how, no way is gas going down anytime soon. Mm. Oh.
Definitely going to put a damper on those summer vacation plans.
It is, and we'll talk about that, obviously, a little bit more. But what I want to do now, since we're talking about gas prices, you said you got a way for us to save money in food news, DJ Automatic.
Well, for the price of gas, you can now buy a meatball sub.
What?
No, so Subway's bringing back this the meal deals, where you have $5 six-inch subs. They're going to have a different one every day, so they'll have a sub of the day. So Mondays will be meatball, Tuesdays are tuna, and so on and so forth.
I love their freaking turkey sandwiches. You know how much I love the turkey.
Those are on Thursdays.
Okay, turkey inside wheat. I need it roasted. I want a pepper jack. I need lettuce, tomato, extra pickles, salt, pepper, and give me the banana peppers and jalapenos, too. I know my Subway order, and I'm back, baby, for $5. Let's go.
And you can make it foot long for just two more.
Oh my gosh. I'm on board. What? My name is Anthony Almanzar, and I love meatball subs from Subway. I just wanted to say that out loud.
If you have actually, hold on. It's $3 more.
I don't care.
I got called out on my Hot Wings thing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you better get it right, sir. You better get it right. I love Subway sandwiches, and you know that when I first started on my health journey, that's what I did was eat Subway.
Oh, yeah,
remember,
you did. You would eat 6-inch subs, and that was it.
I used to be 60-plus pounds heavier. I would buy the 12-inch, and I would have the 6-inch for lunch and the 6-inch for dinner.
That's what you did.
I'm so glad that they're bringing this whole thing back. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have National Petite and Proud Day.
That's me, baby.
Now you're petite and proud.
Oh, no.
I when I met you, you were not petite and proud. Come on.
It's not even Tuesday yet.
Otto has the best way of giving me backhanded compliments, but that's who he is. I can't get mad at him.
It's the truth.
Are you saying because I was 60 plus pounds heavier?
You weren't petite then.
Man, it's getting hot in here. Somebody call 911. It is International Firefighters Day, y'all.
Thank you to firefighters out there for all you do. Okay, what's next?
And before we wrap it up, I want to say shout out to all the Star Wars lovers. We'll wrap it up on May the 4th be with you, National Star Wars Day.
Oh, yes. My gosh, this is amazing. We have producer Jack on his feet right now. I had no idea that Star Wars was based on the Mayans. All of their ancient history, the hieroglyphics, all of that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
I swear to you, I had no idea.
So when George Lucas wrote it, he was writing about the Mayans?
It was based on Mayan culture. And if you look at the backdrop, you can see the Tikal Temple. So, of course, Guatemala and also certain temples in Mexico and the pyramids, right? I just thought that was amazing.
I learned something new today.
I learned something new last week, and I thought I would share it with you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.